I believe in putting it down.
I believe in doctor's visits.
I believe in being yourself.
I believe in gum.
I believe in getting lost.
I believe in midnight snacks.
I believe in fear.
I believe in ice cream.
I believe in fairies.
I believe in sledding.
I believe in water guns.
I believe in music.
I believe in teammates.
I believe in running.
I believe in wrong turns.
I believe in family.
This, we believe.
Julie Leroy is a freshman at Chatham High School. She moved to Chatham when she was in fourth grade from Maplewood. Julia lives with her mom, dad, and two sisters, Olivia and Amelia, Mimi, and she is a middle child. She enjoys being with her friends and, of course, an amazing Italian dinner.
I believe in struffoli. My mom finally puts the last cup of flour into the huge white KitchenAid blender as the dough starts to stick to itself. My uncle starts to roll out the parchment paper covering the island while Olivia goes to the fridge finding new snacks to lay out for everyone. I run into the pantry and grab 5 large tubs of Crisco, which seem to devour the whole island. Just at that moment, my extended family from Staten Island comes barging through the door with their hands full of grocery bags and gifts. They toss the grocery bags to the island and order my sister, Mimi, and I to bring the gifts to the tree. Once they are all settled down, they get straight to work, grabbing pounds of dough, starting to roll them into long pieces. The day-long project has just begun. Each year in December, my family gets together to make struffoli. Struffoli is an Italian dessert made of small fried balls of dough covered in honey and sprinkles. They are delicious. I look forward to hearing a never-ending debate and compromise my mother and family goes through to try and get the dough to taste just like my great-grandma Olivia's used to. Each year, we get closer to the perfect amount of orange, flour, and honey because my great-grandma proudly refused to write it down. Sadly, I never met her, but each time we make these amazing treats, I listen to the stories about how she would run the kitchen and turn the kitchen into her kingdom, being the dictator and everyone following suit. By hour 3, my whole kitchen has turned into a mini factory with one big assembly line. My Aunt Judith and Mom cut around 20 small balls of dough and pass it to my Aunt Mary and Aunt June to get dropped in the fryer until they turn golden brown, and they do this over and over and over again until all the dough is gone. All the time talking, laughing, and reminiscing, my sister Olivia and I run from the bar to the island making martinis and pouring red wine for all my aunts while being bossed around and being told what to do and when to do it. Many hours and hundreds of honey-covered 5 balls of dough later, we start to cover 20 or so plates with mini mountains of deliciousness in anticipation of giving them to only those who appreciate the hard work and labor of love that goes into it. It wasn't until recently that I realized how unique this day was. It is more than a basic tradition. For our family, it was a time for bonding. It is this moment we appreciate those from our past and how they influenced our lives today. It is also time to make traditions for the future for my sisters and myself. I feel thankful for this tradition and how much it affects my life and brings our family close. I realize not all families have a special day where everyone can forget about their problems, stresses, and come together as one big happy family. So despite being ordered around, watching my aunts debate over and argue over recipe decisions, each year we end up eating a good Italian dinner covered in dough and flour, exhausted but happy and satisfied that once again our legacy / tradition continues for those and those of the past are remembered with love. I believe in traditions. I believe in family. I believe in a bond that can last years and lifetimes. I believe in struffoli.